And hello to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And we are grateful for your question this week. And it is, what is the meaning of a human life? We see that you struggle with this often and ask the question, why am I here? What is the meaning of my life? It feels like it's just details and small tasks. And what is the greater meaning of my life, purpose of my life? The human quest for meaning has been since time began. The human life is simply one moment in the complete life stream of the spirit. Life goes on. It was before your human life and will be after your human life. Your spirit goes on. From the moment that God, the source of all, expressed you as spirit, your life stream, we will call it, began as spirit. And then as you came up through time, your spirit requested moments of human lifetimes to have this one and that, to learn various lessons, to be expanded in its arrival and completion and return back to oneness. So the human lifetime, your life right now, has the guidance and the blessing of God and your spirit to learn certain things, to share in opportunities, to love life, to contribute to life, to receive from life. It is a 360 degree, the circle of life, giving and receiving. We will say that the primary earth lesson is about love, unconditional love in the human realm. In the spirit realm, unconditional love is a given, we will say. There is nothing other than that. Unconditional love, complete understanding, acceptance, and the knowingness that evolution is ongoing and change is ever present. The human being with the ego mind is uncomfortable with all of this, and wants its comfort, most of all, its safety, its kingdom to be just this way, and that is all. And it is highly protective of keeping you safe, keeping things the same. So love is, again, the primary purpose for every human life. And each story and detail of the life is different. You may in this lifetime be a whiz kid, techno person. You may be someone who is in a situation of financial stress. You may be the CEO of a large corporation. You may be the mother of four. You may be a father wanting to protect and preserve the family and not knowing where the next paycheck may come from. It is a full spectrum, all of the details. But here we are, back to the idea of love. And this is for each of you, dear heart, to feel and know and understand the love that that which created you, Divine Source, is always caring for you, always protecting, always present with exactly what you need. Even as you look at your life, you will see this in every moment, how things worked out. That is the hand of God. And creativity also comes as you live more and more in unconditional love, because there are no problems, no issues that are unsolvable. They all are opportunities to love, to experience love, to receive love. And we are not saying that you simply roll back and say, okay, give me love, help me, I am here. You may ask for that, and also the message from love, God, may be to do a certain thing, take a certain step, call a certain someone. So again, it is a 360 degree circle of life we speak of. The meaning of your life began when you had the human beginning here in this lifetime. Your spirit chose the family that you came into and chose the life lessons that would be the best for you and for your spirit as well. So do not be grumpy or grouchy or rail against the life that you have. Treasure the life that you have. Cherish it. Allow the life lessons and opportunities to nourish you, to nurture you, and to give you the enlightenment that your spirit has asked for. As you do this, as you drop the anger and the rage about any detail of your life, you will see the bigger picture. You will know what it is for you to do in this lifetime. And we will add that as you tackle and learn from and complete each life lesson, that more will be there for you, lined up. And that is how life works. As you complete one mission, one detail, another is there for you. This is a very active life, the life you have on the earth plane. It is busy, and we realize it is full of detail. And yet, as you can see how your job is to express in every detail, in every relationship, in every job, every task, to express the infinite God source. This is all knowing, seeing, loving, being. It is all. And God is expressing through you. So there is everything you need to do and to understand. The question about what is the meaning of my life is also ego-based, and it will keep you running around like a dog after its tail and keep you discontent and keep you trying to unearth and to come to a place of, aha, this is it. But the ego will never allow you to have the peace that is only from God, from the understanding of your spirit and this life for you. We would say in closing and recommend that you take a moment here and quiet yourself and take a deep breath and another deep breath, and come fully into your central core, your central axis. This is where you connect with both the earth plane and spirit or God. And simply ask the question of your spirit, of God, what can I do for you in this lifetime? This is not my own life. I did not birth myself. I did not cause myself to come forth into this earth realm. I want the opportunities to grow and expand, to love more, to be loved more, to feel the love of God and my spirit and all of life for me. What may I do for you, dear God, dear Spirit? And simply listen. Guidance will come to you, and it will be quite simple. You may wish to do this more often than just this once time, because creation is ever unfolding and intended to delight and surprise you if you allow God and your spirit to speak to you, and you ask and listen and then take your steps. We are most grateful for each and every one of you as you take your steps in your human life. It is a life of courage, we know, and each of you have what you need every moment to have the life and be that life that you are intended in this human lifetime. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.